Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Get on up.
Boom, zoom, baby.
It's time!
Are you ready, Newcastle?
Can you dig it?
Jess was pooing in the corner.
Great. I just panicked myself and I was like, oh, God. And just, yeah. So just if went. You could get to that, it's not Febreze over there.
Fingers up the side and blick the fingers.
It's time for...
Nick.
Don't ruin science.
Sorry,
Jess.
We're pretty close in this room, so I'll just ask this question. What's your pubic hair situation at the moment?
And Ducko.
Obviously, I'm a bit of a weird dude.
Wake up.
Nick, Jess and Ducko.
Doodle down.
What time is it?
Showtime.
Ooh. Yes, it is. Oh, happy Thursday. Happy night. Game box day, baby.
Happy box day. It feels weird to follow this on with happy birthday to my baby brother.
Oh, yes.
Christoffy.
Happy birthday, Ball.
Down in Melbourne.
It means it was this time last year we had ScoMo on the show where he wished your brother a happy birthday.
What a memory, Ducko. Mm. You're so right. I put in our family chat, hey, we've got ScoMo on the air. Does anyone have a question? That was more, you know, to my mum and dad thinking, have you got a question?
Yeah.
And my brother was like, I don't have a question, but can you get him to say happy birthday?
That's right.
Oh, my God. That was a whole 12. Where has the time gone?
Where has the year gone?
I'll have to dig up that audio and flick it to him.
Yeah. Lucky your brother's not the kid. ScoMo crash tackle the Murray.
If you have missed this footage, where have you been? It is literally everywhere, but it's also on the Nick Jess Ducko Instagram story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, he's just trying to do some promo.
So good.
Down in Tassie.
It's brilliant.
I reckon the uptake of memes and like re-editing and stuff was quicker than the Chris Rock Will Smith incident.
Couldn't agree more.
It was.
The internet moves, doesn't it? It moves so fast.
People had it in their back pocket, but they couldn't have. Because it only just happened. But the rate at which they all went up, unbelievable. Your mates at Fox Sport, they got involved.
Putting the coverage over saying he'd get sent off. And you know what? If that was a tackle in the NRL, it'd be high. It was shoulder contact to the head. He'd be straight off.
Is that Simpin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He could be facing 3 to 4 weeks on the sideline. You know?
Well, so we've got an election in a week. Less than a week, Ducko.
He can't be sideline. The poor kid, Lucas from Tassie, just going about his day, gets dropped by the PM.
His elbow, like... All publicity is good publicity. Now looking for also another kid to tackle, or is he like, he's crash tackled a small child.
Yeah. I don't know what this will do for the campaign, but I think I don't like ScoMo, but I think he handled it quite well. Like he high-fived him and he was just like,
I mean, what else are you
going to
do?
Anyone would do that
if you accidentally ran over a child.
He's done some really bad reactions. You asked that, but yeah.
Oh, the firefighter didn't shake his hand and then he still went in and grabbed his hand. That wasn't great.
That wasn't great. But geez, you can't write that stuff. Why are our politicians all so bad at sport for such a sporty country?
I don't know.
Why was he doing it? I know it's about getting in amongst but the kids aren't voting. The parents are. Go mingle with the parents on the sideline. Crack a stubby or something. Do you know what I mean?
And don't do it in your button up, your long trousers and your hush puppy shoes.
And a tie. Yeah. Take the tie off at least.
It's hard to get much curl on your strikes with those shiny shoes.
I know. How's he going to do that? How's he going to score?
Oh, my God.
So good. You can't write it.
You can't write it.
I love election time because it's just so childish.
Absolutely. At least this is now. I wonder if Elbow's team is now working this into some sort of ad. Because all the ads, I'm not seeing one policy in an ad. It's all just sledging the other side.
It'll be like ScoMo, climate change, and ScoMo tackling the kid.
It'll be a koala. Tackling the tree with a koala in it or something.
And the millions of dollars that they spend and all the advisors and writers and all that kind of stuff, they know it doesn't make any difference, right?
Oh, man. So
like,
good.
Who's going, oh, hold on.
Yeah.
That thing is going to change me.
Yeah,
exactly. A
couple of days left. You know, I realize that like half the country is voting before it. It's like the highest number they've ever had of people like, no, we just want to vote now and get it over with. And they're still refusing to count the votes until like the proper time.
Just start now. I did see a headline, early voting could, you know, be the death knell for the sausage election. The election sausage.
No.
Because if we're not going on the day, if the crowds of people aren't going on the actual day, people won't be doing the sizzle.
Can we now start voting online? That would be a lot easier.
Could I chuck a text? I can vote for my favourite voice contestant via text.
Yeah.
Why can't I do it for my favourite Polly?
Absolutely.
It's the same thing.
Exactly.
I'd argue the voice is more important.
Text Elbow to, you know, 13, 19, 12, whatever their voice number is. Or ScoMo, you know, keep it simps.
That would be so good.
75 cents per minute.
That's it. Yeah. Please get your parents' permission if you're under 18.
There's the crazy frog ringing our phone too. Big show, like I did mention, our last two tickets to our Knights box. Tonight versus the Broncos, you're listening out for the iconic Knights try. When you hear that, any time in the show, could be during the ads, could be during the news, the Surf Report, a chat with us. When you hear that, you call us on 131060. Mm-hmm. Plus, we have five tickets, family passes to the Knights game tonight as well. You know, plus we've got $10,000 with Alpha Bucks at 7 a.m. and 8 a.m.
Oh my God, we're playing twice. If you missed that memo yesterday. Now, the gentleman who played yesterday at 7, he'd just come off night shift.
Yep.
His brain was a little foggy.
He was fried.
If you are feeling well rested, maybe you've been to the gym, you're feeling pumped up.
Yeah.
Give it a go at 7.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. But up next.
What do we got?
Cat research.
Puss in the wrong place.
Yes.
When you do that, it sounds like I'm doing it live.
Didn't you just do that live? Can't tell.
Need little swooshies on the end.
Yeah, swooshies.
As good as it is.